This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing today?
Not good.
Oh, okay. Why?
I'm in a bad way, my friend.
Uh-oh.
I'm drinking
your
this
past
beer.
Finally catch up with you?
No, that hopefully will never happen.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Yeah. No, I'm drinking this beer that I don't really like. And I have a lot of it,
and it's
pineapple flavored.
Why'd you buy a lot of it? You never buy, Tim, from a guy who's a regular marketing sucker myself, you never buy a lot of something that's in a new flavor until you're sure you like it.
Okay.
And then you buy as much as you possibly can just in case they get rid of it.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, Tom. Look, here, I'm gonna blow the surprise. This episode is about the park, and this happened when I was out at the park with a friend of ours.
Tim, once again, everybody can see what the title of the episode.
People are usually surprised when we announce
what
the
surprise.
Episode title is 15 minutes into the
episode.
Even
if it were a surprise, I don't know, who would be excited about this? A park commissioner? A squirrel?
Ooh. How many squirrels do you think are listed this week?
Oh, if you're talking about enemies of Scientology, Tim, probably a lot.
So I was in the park with a friend the other day, a mutual friend, Tom. Actually, friends of ours.
Okay.
And we had a lovely day in the park, a couple with a baby.
I was invited. I couldn't go, by the way.
You couldn't go.
I just want everybody to know I get invited to places.
Yeah.
I wasn't left out.
You're very much in the mix, Tom. You don't show up all that much these days.
Yeah.
But you're in the mix. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean that in a negative way. I just feel like you're on the text chains, you're on the email chains, and you're always politely declining.
Yes.
Is everything okay at home?
I'm not always politely declining, Tim.
You're ignoring.
That's true. No, Tim, just a busy month. That's all.
Tim, you know what's so busy about it?
Come November, I'll be going to the park every day, having a picnic. Well,
Tom, it's going to be too goddamn cold.
Nah, I'll bring one of those big 50-gallon drums that the hobos light on fire.
Okay.
I'm bringing those back.
All right. I mean, they have some of them in the park. You probably don't have to bring your own.
Nah, they've got like grills. They don't have, big 50-gallon drums.
They have trash cans.
Yeah, you don't want to light all the trash on fire. Well,
what do you think the hobos are
Tom? You need to pick and choose the trash you're lighting on fire. If you're trying to light a bunch of cans on fire, it's not going to work.
You're going to be like refined oil. You're going to be like, oh, this is, I bought a bunch of oil when it was negative dollars
right,
to buy a barrel of oil.
Yes. OPEC paid me $10 to take this barrel of oil off their hands.
Saying, burn it in the park to keep us warm at a picnic.
Yeah. I imagine this will keep us going all throughout the winter.
So the park day
winds
to a close. We're in Prospect Park.
Yeah.
And our friends say, we're going to go. There's a place that does... to go beer around here. We're going to get some beer to bring back home.
Yes.
And, growlers, Tom?
Yeah.
This was not that.
Okay.
Well, I think they called...
A growler is essentially like a jar of beer, a big jug. It's a jug with a cap that you can put on real tight so that you don't lose the carbonation. And typically, that's how you buy beer that's not already prepackaged. If you're going to buy beer that is on tap for use at home, you will use a growler.
Well done, Tom. Yes. These were not growlers. They were crowlers.
Creepy growlers?
That's what I thought. And I said, I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I'm out.
But no, they're just canned growlers. They're big cans. So this was, I bought a 32 ounce.
Oh, like those Heineken. Remember those Heineken little kegs that they would sell?
Yeah, but this isn't a keg. This is just a can.
Okay.
And what's that? Filled it up.
What's at the top of it?
They like screw on. There's a way. They fill it up with the tap.
Okay.
And then I was distracted when they put the top on, which to this day I don't like this beer, but I had to go back and buy
more.
See
how
it
happened, yeah.
Yeah, and they somehow do it. And then there's been this 32 ounce can of pineapple beer in my refrigerator for the last 6 days. So anyway, what happened was, Tom, mm-hmm. our friends there, they're like, I was like, I don't really want to buy a beer, but it's on our way home, on our walk home, we'll walk with you.
Yeah.
Halfway to the beer place, they say to each other, I don't have my wallet. Do you have your wallet? No, conveniently, nobody has a wallet on them.
Oh, well, it sounds like they suckered old Timmy again.
They invited us out to a nice day in the park and gave us the old wallet. My wallet's gone, one, two.
Yeah, my
punch.
Wallet's gone.
Yeah. So they were like, I was like, we'll spot you for the beer. Mm-hmm. In these days of Venmo.
Yeah. Hey.
And Tom, just to answer your question, yes, they Venmoed me back in a reasonable amount of time.
Okay.
Maybe not that night, but definitely by the next morning.
All right.
They have a young child. They're good for it. I know where they live. I threaten them for money all the time.
Right.
One time I broke into their home, stole some of their valuables.
They know what you're capable of. They'll pay you back.
They know me, Tom. They know me, and they know my whole deal.
Okay.
So we get there, and so now I'm footing the bill. I wasn't going to get...
anything. But now you're taking your card out of your wallet, and you're like, well, old Timmy wants something now.
Yeah, and I also thought, you know, is it rude if I'm not buying something? Does that seem like, oh, now here I am buying you a gift?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, but I panicked.
That's insane, Tim. Who would that be rude to? The shopkeeper?
No, our friend.
Why would it be rude to them?
Because here he is bringing me to I'm new to the area.
Uh-huh.
He's showing me a place where they're selling this wonderful new crowler product.
Uh-huh.
They put beer in a can and somehow put the top on. And I'm just going to be like, yeah, but nothing for me.
Well, why would he give a flying shit?
I mean, in retrospect, yeah, I don't think he did. I don't think he mattered. But so I panicked as he was making his order. He ordered, I think, two or three growlers. They're going to keep them in the refrigerator. Yeah,
yeah, right.
It's a thing.
Drank them on the way home.
It's a whole thing, Tom. But so what I did is I just repeated the last, like, I was like, well, I had to get something. So I just repeated the last thing that he ordered. I was like, oh, and one of those whatevers.
Yeah.
And then I look and they were filling them up. And it was one of those things where they were rushing us a lot. Like the guy, there was a long line. So and so I was like, yeah, one of those. And then as he's pouring the beers, I'm looking on the menu, like, what did I just order?
Mm.
Freaking 32 ounces, a big 32 ounce can of pineapple beer. It's fine. I don't like it, but you know, I'll be drinking it for the next 2 hours as we record.
I love pineapple, but I don't know if I've ever had a pineapple beer. I've had a pineapple cider and it's been good, but like I could only drink one of them before it was like, all right, I need something normal to drink here, not something so sweet.
Well, what do I have? 2 pints of it? Should be fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's not that much beer. Why didn't you grow up?
It is for me. I'm
How much
guy.
Was
I'm,
it?
I think like $12. I think it was like reasonably priced.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I saw this video once of a bootlegging operation in China where they were making counterfeit Budweisers. And they just had like a big plastic, like a huge plastic storage bin, like, you know, you would put Legos in or something. And it was just full of, you know, some kind of beer. And they just had Budweiser cans with the tops off. And they would just dip it in, fill it, and then screw the top on, much like you were saying. And apparently, you know, that was, they got busted. That was why the video got out, and they've been selling an insane amount of counterfeit Budweisers in China.
Tom, you, on your free time, and I'm not passing judgment here. I have a larger point. Booted up your old computer, PC, mm-hmm. navigated over to YouTube.com, and watched a video of a Chinese Budweiser counterfeiting operation?
Yeah. Well, no, I think it was just like an embedded video in an article. But I would have happily watched a documentary about that.
I know. It's just so strange to me. Even one generation previous to us, an adult being like, I'm going to watch this thing about counterfeit beer in China. I'm going to spend even 5 minutes watching it. Would have sounded insane.
Why would it sound insane?
Because, number one, it wouldn't have been possible, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just the amount of things that we do mm-hmm. with most of our time in 2020 that in 1998 would have sounded insane.
Look, Tim, it's pertinent to my personal and professional career.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's also like, I'm saying this is a bad thing, like, the amount of time I spend reading, you know, missives of a couple sentences that just tell me things that make me angry.
Right.
And I spend how many hours a day on Twitter? Just it's like if I went back to 1998, it's like, oh, there's this anger app that just that makes my blood pressure go up and it makes me sad and afraid all the time. And it's pretty much, if I had to quantify it, it's probably my biggest, most time-consuming hobby.
And if this were 1998, the 1998 you would say back, an angry appetizer? Tim, we just had Labor Day in the United States of America, the unofficial end of summer.
I push back on that.
I agree with you. However, I'm just telling you what society, you push back on time zones and it doesn't matter. It's what the majority of the country agrees on.
Yeah, but I just think it's stupid. There's a lot of things in this country that I don't agree with, Tom. Wow. Yeah, that's me, a real rebel, an iconoclast.
the where we're from, they push back the unofficial end of summer. They're keeping like the parks and beaches open a little bit longer.
Long Island?
Yeah. Well, specifically Suffolk County, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. I think that was in anticipation of, you guys might not be able to go outside for a long time once it starts getting cold again. I think it was
even right now, the reason we're talking about the park this week, Tom, mm-hmm. and not to blow the surprise, but we're talking about the park. Is like you and I never spent any significant time in parks before.
No,
there was. Like, in the days where there were other things to do other than go to the park?
Yeah. I would go to the park, because I live fairly close to Prospect Park. I would go there sometimes, but...
How many times a year?
I don't know. It would depend. Like, sometimes I would go through kind of kicks where I would go there every weekend for, you know, not for, like, huge stretches, but for, like, a few weeks in a row.
Yeah, I feel like me and you and everyone we know have been in parks more in the last 3 months than we have cumulatively over the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, because now the park, well, two things. First, you can go to the park, and that's the only way me and you have really seen any of our friends.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but I've only dined outside once, and it wasn't in New York. I still don't really feel comfortable doing it in New York.
No, and I just don't feel... It's one of those things where it's like, I'm sure it'd be fine, but I would just be anxious the entire
exactly.
time. And then for the next 2 weeks, be like, ah, oh, man, is this sniffle? Did this happen? Did I friggin' screw this up?
Yeah.
It's not worth the mental anguish for
me. Well, for me, it's that I know if I feel like somebody was sitting too close to me, I would either say something and that might potentially become a problem, or I would not say something and it would ruin and completely negate doing it in the first place.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I will note, Tom,
mm-hmm.
you and I did spend some time together outside of a Best Buy the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We had a meet cute. We ran into each other outside of Best Buy completely randomly. On a Friday afternoon, you were yeah. leaving Best Buy. I was going into Best Buy.
I came home and I told my wife, I was like, oh, I'm going to go out for a walk. And like, uh-huh. what? Yeah,
well, that
hours.
Answers the question that we had of, did Tim walk here? I suspected you hadn't because you weren't sweaty. So good job.
Thanks, Tom. I walk at a leisurely pace. I try okay. to keep my my body dry.
I walk very fast, and I never realized that that's one of the reasons why I'm like always sweaty and out of breath, that I'm usually walking about as fast as I can without getting into a run.
Yeah, no, I walk very fast too. I think the reason I wasn't sweaty is because I had just spent 15 minutes in a Best Buy and like the AC was blasting
oh,
and
yeah.
it just kind of like dried me off. But I got home and I was like, I ran into Tom on my walk. And she's like, to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, where? I was like, outside of Best Buy. She's like, fucking, of course.
Oh,
you two idiots.
That's not fair.
No, of course. Like, we're not going to be like, yeah, we were at the park, or like, we were doing so. Oh, we met
we're
at
both,
the soup kitchen.
We're both volunteering. It's like, no, we were both. You were buying a Chromecast, and I was buying the Avengers game for PlayStation.
Yeah, we
on a beautiful Friday afternoon, we were both buying things to plug into our television to distract us.
Yeah, well. Man, 1998, Tim and Tom would be like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you can walk to Best Buy? Holy cow.
Tom, I will maintain and. Like, you did this more than anybody, but this was kind of amongst our friends in high school and college. Like, if we were bored on a Saturday, you just call up and be like, hey, you want to head over to Best Buy? We just go and, like, look at the things in Best Buy.
Yeah, I would never buy anything, or very rare.
No,
like,
we were
well,
teens.
When,
we didn't have any money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I was going to Best Buy as a teen to buy something, I was not looking to dilly-dally inside of Best Buy. I was looking to buy it and get home as fast as possible to open it and use whatever thing I just bought.
Yeah. And then 1998, Tom would be really confused about how, you know, you'd be like, oh, before we open it, let's set up the camera and do this unboxing video correctly.
Yeah, let's talk to everybody. Hey, guys. I didn't like when I went to the Best Buy. There was a guy doing a whole spiel like, hey guys, welcome to Best Buy. Have you ever been to Best Buy before? Do you know what you're looking for? Which is fine or whatever. But the entire time he was just staring at an iPad, like he literally never looked up from it. And just like, well, this isn't, just don't say anything.
Best Buy, either
make eye contact like a human being or just let me walk in. I know what I'm here for.
Yeah, Best Buy employees do their jobs to the letter of the law, not in the spirit of the law.
That's 100% correct, Tim. That is an astute observation.
And I don't blame them. There's no monetary incentive
to
look up from the iPad when you're saying the inane thing that like someone in corporate was like, well, this will make it seem homey and folksy and people right. will enjoy coming here. It'll be like coming home to a nice Christmas dinner at their parents' house.
Yeah. And especially I didn't get it. I should have looked. I should have turned around after I walked past to see what was on his iPad. But I guarantee it was nothing work-related. There were three customers in this warehouse-sized store. There was nothing going on.
Yeah, and look, this didn't actually really piss me off because I think how terrible it would be to have to physically go to work right now.
Right.
And then also physically go to work in an atmosphere like Best Buy.
Yeah.
Where... You know, it doesn't seem like, a job where you're treated real great.
Yeah.
So, but like, I was actually there to buy an expensive thing, but a Sonos speaker that was like $200 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, they didn't have anything out, so I had to like flag down a guy. First two guys I flagged down, I was like, hey, can you help me out with this? And they were just both flat out like, nah, just kept walking. It's like, yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, yeah, that's frequently been my experience at that Best Buy in particular. I did get to see, there were a lot of people buying phones, and that was the one thing where I was like, oh, I guess that's like one of the few things you can't really avoid going to an electronics store right now if you break your phone or if you need a new phone. So there was a line at the AT&T kiosk or whatever, which I'm sure was beyond hellish. But I did get to see some of these new folding phones. I got to see, you know, behind glass and just go, huh, look at that. Neat. A curved phone. What are they thinking next?
You'll see it everywhere within the next year, Tom.
When I walked into that Best Buy, I was kind of, I had my eyes on the prize to get that game, but I was, which I, you know, had already bought, so I just had to go to the pickup thing. But like halfway through, I was like, oh yeah, there's been 6 months of gadgets that have come out that I haven't seen in person. It's like, no, just get the game and get out of here. You don't want to catch a deadly disease looking at some $1,500 phone you're never going to buy anyway. So anyway,
objectively stupid. Yeah, no, we've spent a good portion of this episode about going to the park, about going to Best Buy.
I'm sure.
A place where neither of us should be during a pandemic. We could have ordered that shit online and gotten it the next day.
I could have bought it digitally and downloaded it. But I wouldn't have gotten the steel case, so...
Yeah, and we wouldn't have run into each other.
Yeah, I also had to go to Target while I was there. I forget what the hell I needed at Target. It was something I desperately needed. Oh, I needed like a car thing. So I went to Target, and that really sucked. I do not recommend going to a Target right now if you can avoid it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I do like going to a Target in normal times, though.
Yeah, but again, the Target, we're talking about the Target, for anybody local, the Target.
Atlantic Center.
Atlantic Center Target. Oh, it's one of the worst Targets. It's got to be one of the worst Targets going.
There's a new Target not that far from there, Tom, in downtown Brooklyn. You know where the Alamo Draft House is?
Yeah. Oh, I do know where that Target is. Welcome to our
line to get in that Target.
Our show about the park. So anyway, Tim, you were saying we spent more time in the park, and what I was alluding to was the fact that the park is one of the few places we can go to hang out with our friends outside. But then also I was like hardcore lamenting actually as I was sitting in the park this weekend. I was like, I don't have any personal outdoor space. And I only know of a few people that do have personal outdoor space in New York City. And those people, it's still, you know, it's not a huge yard. It is not something I would ever be comfortable saying, hey, can me and Tim come sit in your backyard for an hour and record our show there? And I was just getting so mad about thinking of, a handful of people in LA that I know and podcasters in LA. It's like, oh, yeah, it disrupted our show a little bit. We had to start recording in the backyard. or in our parking lot or in the driveway or whatever. And there's just none of that. And obviously some people have it, but most people in New York City do not have it, including me and you.
Yeah. I've been talking about recording an episode in the park.
Yeah.
For a while. And today when you're like, oh, let's do this on going to the park, this episode on the park, I was like, ah, oh, we have to do it in the park. But I don't know. I thought, if I saw two assholes set up microphones in the park and start recording a podcast there,
mm-hmm.
I'd hate them. I'd hate their guts.
Oh, I was worried that if we did that, we would start attracting an audience. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, now we're part of the problem because these people aren't social distancing because they want to get so close to listen to us talk about Target. About which Target in Brooklyn is better.
Yeah, well, objectively, the downtown Brooklyn one is better.
Tim, what is your favorite park in New York City?
Tom? I know. Look, I moved to New York City. Picture it. The year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
The promise of a new millennium.
Yeah.
Lay before me. New York University. Weinstein Hall. Ooh, ooh, not that one, though. The freshman dorm, right across the street from Washington Square Park, that beautiful arch, the yes. fountain, the chessboards.
Right. You might know it from Ghostbusters. A big ghost walks under that arch.
Yeah. Spooky. It's a spooky park. It's a fun park. In the year 2000,
there's a bunch of guys.
You could buy weed there.
Well, I was going to say, there's a bunch of sketchy guys selling sketchy weed there at all hours of the day.
Yeah, so much so that, like, I think part of the official NYU orientation was like, hey, all right, when you walk through the park, people are going to come up to you and go, smoke, smoke. Mm-hmm. They're going to be trying to sell you weed. We urge you, please do not buy that weed and smoke it.
Buy other weed.
Yeah, and they were just like, I think it was even official part of like the RA spiel, like, if you need to find real weed, come to me and I'll tell you where you can get weed that isn't like sprayed with hairspray that will
hurt you.
Yeah, put chemicals in your lungs.
Right.
I mean, I guess everything's chemicals, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, or a guy will just take your money and walk away, and what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly.
Call the cops and say a drug dealer stole my money.
Now, Tom, I live near Prospect Park.
Mm-hmm. And you have way better weed dealers there.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
No, I don't
know how drugs work.
There's not... The park you were describing, what, Washington Square you were talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like, it's called a park, but is it really a park? There's not like a lot of grass.
Yeah, there is. There's tons of grass.
Well, there's, I'm not talking about the type you put in a hookah and toke. I guess, but it's a small park.
Yeah, it's a fairly small park,
It's a small park that I would say the majority of people going into that park are walking through that park, which is nice. It's great that that's a, in the city, in the urban jungle, that you can walk through if you're, going from, if you're around there, it's like, I'll cut through the park. That'll be nice.
Yeah, I think that might be your personal experience with the park, that you assume that everybody shares that personal experience, but like I know for a fact that I've hung out in that park for hours on end
selling weed to freshmen.
First buying weed and then becoming a part of their robust internship program and working my way up to head weed dealer.
Well, I know people do go and hang out in that park, but I'm just saying.
But you haven't, so you assume, like, not as much as the ones that I hang out in.
I haven't. I've seen people hang out there. It's just a smaller, more compact park than something like a Central
New York City,
a Central Park or a Prospect Park, which are both big, real big.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a poser, Tom. You only like the big parks.
I'm just saying that that's one of the differences between them.
But you asked me my favorite park, Tom.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's Central Park. If you're a fool if it's not Central Park.
Really?
Central Park is freaking New York, man.
You're just saying that because of Home Alone, too.
Partially. But no, that pigeon lady's kind of scary, to be honest.
Yeah, she is very scary.
No, go to, you know what, and it might be because I came to New York City as a boy
with a dollar and a dream
from Long Island,
from the old country,
and you know, you go to Central Park, but it's huge, it's beautiful, there's so much to do in there. Mm. There's so much to see. They have a freaking zoo in there.
Yeah,
they have concerts in there. I've been to Central Park to do so many different things. Don't forget when freaking Christo put up the gates there, and we all walked around Central Park under the orange flag things that he put all over the park, Tom. Listen, Central Park's got it all, and if you disagree with me, well, guess what? You're wrong. Go to hell. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up. To show you the going down.
You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/complete guide.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The park.
Oh, yeah, Tom, you asked me my favorite park, and you scoffed when I said it was Central Park. What's your favorite park?
My favorite park's Prospect Park.
Because it's close to your house.
Yeah, that's part of it, but it's also nice. I mean, my favorite park's Yosemite National Park, Tim. That's the nicest park I've ever been to.
Yeah, same.
But I'm going to give some preference to a park I can walk to rather than one I have to get in a plane and go all the way across the country to get to.
You could drive there, too.
Oh, if I've got, 9 days to do it.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do?
I guess it's true. I could probably do it in 9 days. I need to get my car inspected first, though.
I don't think you'd need 9 days to drive across the United States.
I can only drive for 2 hours at a time or else I get vertigo.
Your condition, yeah.
Tim, what are some of the things you like to do in the park? Legal things.
Hey, legalize it, man. Right?
Yeah.
Number one.
Oh, God. Now it sounds like I was setting you up. I didn't know you had a list.
I don't have a list. I was gonna freestyle a list.
Oh, yeah.
Like Lin-Manuel Miranda's Freestyle Supreme.
What is that?
I think it's an improv troupe that raps.
Ooh.
And it's got that that fella who raps American history.
Oh, Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah, the guy whose name I just said.
How does he improvise raps when there are raps in the show that are rhyming the same word? Like in Hamilton.
What are the same words that they rhyme?
They rhyme sir with sir multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Spoken from a guy who's listened to the first two tracks of the Hamilton soundtrack. Here.
I watched it on Disney Plus. And I was like, hey, that's cheating. You can't rhyme one word with the same word.
Yeah, you should have gone and booed.
I was furious that there was no place for comments on Disney Plus.
Could you imagine the cesspool of comments? Why are there still comments anywhere?
Yeah.
Haven't we evolved past that?
Sometimes comments are useful.
When?
What's
a website where you go to find out information that you're like, now let's see what these people are getting up to in the comments?
Sometimes I'll look at the comments on YouTube if something's...
What?
Look, I'm watching videos. I'm mostly watching tech videos or whatever, and like a lot of times people do leave more information in the comments, or at least in the top comments and the comments that get voted up.
Jeez, Tom, you're a real sicko.
But I don't read comments on like news sites or anything, because that's just gonna be a headache.
Favorite things to do in the park, Tom? Number one, a family reunion.
Yeah, that's a big park thing.
I've never had a family reunion.
Had one, but I've seen them. And I know of somebody we know who, when we were kids, had a family reunion in a park.
Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
went to a couple of those family reunions, and guess what? I'll let you in on a secret. I'm not family.
Well.
I'm somebody else's family.
Right. Okay.
Oh, not that family. I had corn and everything.
But yeah, I mean, that's a good place to do it, because if you think about, like, if you're having a big family reunion where it's really like, all right, we're going to invite people I've never met, people I don't necessarily like, but we have to invite them. You don't want to do that at somebody's house. Nobody wants to host that. You do it at the park. And then you don't have to worry about, you know, booting anybody out of there when time's up. You just go, oh, well, I'm done with this party. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I'm like you. I like my family, Tom. So I'm not thinking, oh, am I going to have to boot somebody
I went
out?
All the way to Ireland for my family reunion, Tim. And they kicked me out.
You complained about it constantly because you got kicked out.
Well, I thought it was ridiculous. They said, you can't be part of this family. You speak American.
Yeah, and you grabbed your cousin's ass, and that was inappropriate.
And we don't wear Lucky Charms leprechaun outfits here. That's disrespectful.
Tom, the only thing I really like doing in a park these days.
I will tell you this. I was actually honestly surprised at how much of my extended family in Ireland I liked. That I was like, these people are great. These people are normal. They do interesting things. They're not.
These people are normal.
Well, like my dad's family over here in the U.S. sucks. So going over there, not all of them, but some of them really suck. So going over there, I was like, oh, God, it's going to be a bunch of people like this. And then going over there and it wasn't, I was like, oh, this is great. But then I did meet a few where I was like, oh, you remind me of so-and-so. All right, I'm getting out of here.
Hightailed it out of that country.
Yeah.
Back to the old loving embrace of the good old USA.
Yep.
Uncle Sam's always here to welcome you back with open arms.
But the park is a great place for you. This did not happen in a park. This happened at a hotel.
So, you know, have it at a Best Buy.
It didn't happen at a Best Buy. It happened at a hotel. My whole family aren't nerds.
The thing about family reunions in the park, and this isn't limited to family reunions. It encompasses children's birthday parties.
Yeah.
Regular kind of barbecues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when I go to the park just to sit and read or just sit with some friends or something, and there's a whole to-do happening where they're setting up a thing and there's decorations involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they've claimed some picnic tables and they're putting out trays of food. I'm just like, you know, I'm not with that. I'm not... Do this on private property somewhere.
Well, yeah. Well, you're famously an asshole. And if it's not a party that you're a part of, then you hate it and you don't think people should be doing it.
I don't know that I've ever attended a party in a park.
I attended a friend of the show, AJ's daughter's birthday party in a park. I think that was last summer before this one.
I wasn't invited.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have caused a scene the year before that. But that was great. Like, I thought for kids, having a party in the park was great because these kids just, like, ran around doing other shit and, like, they entertained themselves. So I could just talk with everybody even though I didn't have a kid.
Yeah, no. I went to the park the other day and there was a children's birthday party there and they had a piñata. And it was the highlight of the last 3 months because I haven't done anything. And watching kids wail on a pinata in the park.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got mad that they couldn't open it up. And the highlight of the last 3 months was when you stormed over, snatched a bat out of a kid's hand.
Could you imagine in normal times, let alone COVID times, me storming over or anybody storming over to a children's birthday party to do anything, you would be tackled by 15 people.
Oh, yeah. You would get the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah. With good reason.
They turn you into a pinata.
Yeah. I don't like that you act like I'm some kind of misanthrope. From anybody else, it would be fine. But like from the most antisocial man I've ever met in my entire life, being like, well, you're an asshole. You don't like to see people have fun. It's really, I feel like it's worse than the pot calling the kettle black, whatever.
I didn't say that I'm not an asshole and that I do like seeing people have fun.
I feel like that's implied.
I'm just trying to keep you honest. So
you know what? I mostly don't like those big gatherings because I don't eat meat anymore,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really like meat, but But once they start grilling up some delicious barbecue, it makes it like that's the only kind of meat I ever want to eat.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't know what this says about me or what this means, but when I'm in a park, I'm usually hungry. And then I'm jealous that I'm not eating food. And then I'm also angry because, like, even if I was eating food and if I was invited here, I wouldn't eat this, even though it smells so delicious. I think it's got more to do with me than it does with the parties and the barbecue.
That's
stuff.
Most of the things you have a problem with.
I think that's most of the things that we all have problems with. I think if we look inward and investigate why we're feeling upset or annoyed or anxious, I think we'll realize if we just work on ourselves maybe a little bit, maybe we won't have so many problems.
So says you. You alluded to this a little bit, kind of having like a picnic in the park. Which is very nice. I don't like going. I don't go to the park with the intention to read unless I'm going to the park by myself or just like with my girlfriend or dog or something.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog, but still saying if I'm going to somebody else's dog, I'm still going to go and probably read.
Right. What about sports at the park? You ever park? What?
No, of course not. I wanted to talk a little bit about a picnic.
Right okay. Here, Tom. Well, I was going to say one of Tom's park tips. When you go to the park, bring enough food so that you're not hungry.
Yeah, and what did I say earlier? I'm always hungry in a park for some reason.
Well, yeah, and the only food options that are going to be available are either unavailable because there's somebody else's food that they're cooking. Yeah. Or, you know, occasionally like a lady selling shaved ice will come around or something, but that's not, or the ice cream man, but that's not going to do the trick.
Tom. Yeah. Or you have to leave the park.
Right.
Back, which, Tom, this is why you should get behind Central Park. You can buy a hot dog in there.
That's true.
There's vendors in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be nice if Prospect Park had a few vendors.
I feel like you haven't spent a lot of time in Central Park.
No,
I think you should
go
to Central Park. I'll show you around. There's rocks.
Yeah.
There's a zoo.
When I first picked up my dog Ginger, that was the second place we went was Central Park.
So she probably loves it.
Yeah, she was probably like, "This is New York City? I've been misled. Yeah. I thought it was all skyscrapers.
All the grass I can eat."
My dog does love eating grass, especially at the park. Brought her to the park this weekend. Ate a whole lot of grass.
You didn't try to stop her, though, did you?
I'll occasionally be like, "Hey, that's enough grass." Because as I've told you, I don't know if I ever mentioned on the show, because sometimes she'll eat like a lot of really tall grass and then she poops like a rope comes out and it's all the blades of grass weave together. And one time she did that and it was so
That's
long.
That's a pretty impressive feat, by the way.
I mean, it's kind of like a magic trick.
Yeah.
One time it came out, it was so long, it like wouldn't come out all the way. And I had to step on it and lead her forward so she would keep walking as my foot held the other end of this grass rope poop to like yank it out of her body, essentially.
We can pretty much say whatever we want because literally there's not one listener here.
Can you imagine, though, how much that must have cleaned her out?
Yeah, it's fiber. That's great.
But especially
it's
like
roughage.
But especially like that, like a rope. I bet I could start one of these Gwyneth Paltrow goop-esque things. Where I'm like, come to Tom's retreat, eat a lot of long grass, and then somebody yanks a rope out of your butt.
Would it be you, Tom?
It wouldn't be me. It would probably have to be me to begin with.
Yeah, until, your name's on the retreat.
Until I got up enough funds that I could, you know, just hire people, freelancers, to do that part.
To pull the long grass out of people's assholes.
Yeah, if it's needed. But here's the secret. It is needed. That's the only way you can tell it really worked. I think I can make a fortune doing this.
Feeding people long grass?
Feeding people.
Why not just cut out the middle, man? Feed them rope.
Rope's too, Tim, I've told you this a million times. Rope's too hard to eat. grass is much easier.
Long grass, though.
Yeah, long grass. You swallow it. I don't know.
Just swallow the rope.
You can't just swallow a rope. I'll put like a bunch of, I'll oil up the grass or something. Butter it up so it goes down smooth.
Butter up the rope.
A rope's too thick. Because you want it to turn into a rope in your stomach. As all the fibers are coming together and pulling all the, the old stuff that needs to get out of there.
So here's my problem with eating in a park. Number one, I'm afraid of... I'm not afraid. I
don't like... Oh, sounds like somebody's afraid.
Oh, man. No, I don't like eating when there's so many bugs around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when,
I agree with that. Prospect Park usually doesn't have too many bugs, though, I find.
Yeah, okay. And that's my number two concern. My number one concern...
Is why aren't there more bugs in Prospect Park?
it's a little too clear of bugs, Tom. No, is your proximity to feces is always closer than I'd like whenever you're sitting down in a park, right? There's dog shit somewhere, and you're going to notice it. Yeah, I find it hard to eat a sandwich when I'm that close to, like, open shit.
Right.
Grosses me out.
That's fair. I mean, I don't think the past few times we've gone to the park, I guess maybe I haven't noticed it enough.
You don't always see it at first.
Right. I'm not looking for it because I don't want to see it.
Yeah, and guess what? Even if it's not currently there, there's been feces there, wherever you are in a park, at some point.
What do you think about sunbathing in the park?
I think it's good. One time we went to we had a field trip when I was in fourth grade, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
There've been three times I got in trouble when I was a child.
Okay.
And they're all inconsequential incidents.
Okay.
That I'm sure
I'll be the
anybody
judge of that.
Who disciplined me, and discipline is a very generous word, probably didn't remember 15 minutes later,
right.
But they're burned in my memory.
Okay.
And the one of them was we went to, fourth grade field trip to the park. I think it was just towards the end of the year, and they were just like, I don't know, we're just going to run around in the park.
Yeah,
and
we're out of the book we've been teaching out of ended. We don't know what else to do.
Yeah, exactly. The standardized test is over and you're here for another 2 weeks. I don't know what we're going to do. And the high school that day also had a day off or something, or is, finals week.
Right.
So, there were these high school girls in bikinis in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Sunbathing.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a highway right now, or a main road right next to the park.
Okay.
It's Argyle Park. This is Montauk Highway, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And a car drove by with high school boys in it, jocks. It was like a Jeep, it's a.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of these ne'er-do-well jocks screams at the sunbathing bikini-clad girls, "Oh my God, I want to lick it."
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this group of fourth graders I was with, I was also a fourth grader, we were cracking up.
Oh, yeah. If you're in fourth grade, that's a funny... You might not even completely understand what it refers to.
I didn't even really, a little bit understand. I'm sure a little bit I did, but, and so later on, my friend David comes up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I can't believe what happened earlier. And he's like,
where was this? At the water cooler?
No, I think we were lining up to get back on the bus to go back to school, or hold onto the rope to walk back to school. And he's like, wait, what happened? And I was like, oh, you must have been on the other side of the park running around or whatever. You must be on top of the slide or something. It's like, and I explained to him what happened. I was like, these girls, those babes right over there, they're sunbathing, and these guys, these teenagers came by, and they yelled, "Oh my God, I want to lick it!" And David was confused,
right?
Because I think he
was "Did they have ice creams or lollipops?"
Yeah, in the moment, you could tell it was funny, and like you could tell like it was a happening, but like a fourth grader relaying that information to another fourth grader who's like, I don't quite understand what's happening
right
here. But my teacher, and I was a goody two shoes, my teacher freaking overheard me say that, and she went, Tim, do you think repeating it is appropriate? God, that fucking cut me to the bone. Wow. And then I was like, that's it. I'm going to get home. They will have called my parents. Yeah. Like, they're going to be
so
disappointed. The story's
going to change that it was me yelling this at these girls.
Not even that. Like, yeah, that was.
So that's why you're such a prude today?
Yeah, that was a formative experience for me.
Wow. I was going to say, I'm generally against sunbathing in the park. I've done it. Because, like, especially times where I've been, like, really into going to the park, usually it's been because it's the summer and I've realized, oh, I really haven't been outside. And then I'm like, oh, I should try and get a little bit of a tan. And then I take off my shirt and then I'm just, like, so blindingly white that I'm just so uncomfortable, insecure about it. And that's the thing. Whenever I see people sunbathing in the park, I think they're always in the same situation I am of, oh, God, it's late July and my skin is transparent. So it makes me uncomfortable because I always see people sunbathing. I'm like, oh, God, they're going to get burned. They're burning themselves right now. I can almost feel the sunburn happening. You never see like tan people sunbathing in the park, I feel like.
Tom. I tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have a problem understanding that people do anything differently from the way that you do it. You just assume anybody.
Well, that's because I do things the right way most
of
the time.
Unaware the way that you were. Nobody could possibly plan to do that because I've never planned to do it. Nobody could possibly hang out in Washington Square Park because I've never hung out in Washington Square Park.
No, because
it's just not something people do.
I'm telling you that I've been there and I'll see very pale people. I'll be in the shade. They'll be laying out.
It's New York, baby. We're all pale.
But they'll be laying out for hours. And I'm like, they're burning. I can see them turning red. They need to get in the shade. They need to stop.
I'm against sunbathing in general.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
What are your opinions on bathrooms in the park? The bathroom situation.
I'll tell you, Tom. Until like June 2020, I've been fortunate enough to avoid them my entire life.
Yeah.
I've been in too many more park bathrooms than I'd like to admit, this year. And Tom, look, I'm not washing my hands. I'm not touching a thing. I'm not flushing the toilet. I'm walking up to something, not touching the door of a stall.
Right.
I am evacuating my system. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking right out of there.
Yeah.
I have hand sanitizer. We all have hand sanitizer.
Exactly.
Don't touch it. I'm holding my breath for as long as I possibly can when I go in there.
I made the mistake this past weekend of on the way to the bathrooms, which was far. It was like a far walk. I came across some porta potties.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. I went in there and same thing. I like held my breath. I almost fainted because.
Well, that doesn't help anybody.
Whoa, yeah, if I fainted and fell inside, I would have been,
it's a regular jackass stunt.
Well, if they came to, emergency services, I'd be like, please just shoot me. Please just, I don't want to live after this. It was unimaginable. I couldn't believe how bad it was. There was like a nest of toilet paper that was, I don't know, like 40 layers thick. And
I mean, that's probably doing you a favor.
No, it was soaking wet with piss.
Yeah, but it's better than what was under there.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Because then I could see what was inside. It was just really bad, and I hated it.
Here's the thing about a porta potty. It's never,
and then the whole time
it's never in your best interest to look at what's in there.
There was no.
There's no reason to.
There was no. I couldn't not look. It was one of those porta potties too that was like right in the sun, so it was like real bright in there.
Yeah, but you don't have to look down.
I did because I like couldn't touch anything, and I wanted to pee on something that wouldn't splash back at me.
Yeah.
And then the whole time, as I'm peeing in there, I can hear people outside. I can hear everybody like, "Oh, well, here's a porta potty." And somebody's like, "No, I don't think so. I think those are decommissioned or something. They look horrible." And I'm like, "Oh, now I'm going to have to walk out and be like, no, I wouldn't there." And then what if they went inside and they saw everything and they were like, "Oh, that guy did all this." It was horrible. I hated it. Tim, I want to talk. We'll do it after the plugs. I have something else to talk about, park related.
All right, we'll do the plugs and then we'll...
If you like the show, go to tcgt.com. If you want to support the show, check out our sponsors. Also, check out patreon.com/complete guide for our other show, Books the Podcast. This week, no books, just a movie. I watched Back to the Beach, the movie version of My Sister the Serial Killer, according to Tim.
No, it wasn't the movie version of it. This was beach. This was a classic beach read.
Right.
Section. What are we calling it? Beach read month?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then what better beach movie than Back to the Beach? It's right there in the title.
What about, why didn't you have me watch Beaches?
Too sad. I didn't want you weeping your eyes out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And
I was considering having you watch The Beach, but I thought you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, of course. Well, you might be surprised at how I felt about Back to the Beach. And for you to find out, you got to give us $5 at patreon.com/complete guide. Follow us on Twitter @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me @YourPalTim.
And that's all the plugs I'm going to give for this week. I don't want it to go on too long. What do you know about Gramercy Park in New York City? One of the city's two private parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew somebody with a key to it one time.
You did?
Yeah.
So Gramercy Park is where it's like near 20th and Park.
Yeah, Gramercy.
Yeah. There are, as of 2012, the most recent information I could find, 383 keys exist to this park. You need a key to open up the gate to get inside this park. Park's been around since 1844, and it was originally the 39 surrounding townhouses that they all, you know, chipped in together or whatever and bought that property and built that park. So it was just for them. And it remains to this day just for people that live in those. Obviously, those are no longer townhouses. They've been converted or bulldozed and turned into crazy things. But they're the only people that can go in there. You cannot take photographs inside the park. So there are.
Do you know who the statue in the park is of?
No.
An actor, Edwin Booth.
Really?
John Wilkes Booth. Yeah, Booth's
the brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you saying there's some kind of like conspiracy park?
I don't think it's a conspiracy.
John Wilkes was an actor too, right? He's like a big actor of the day.
Yeah. Why would that be a conspiracy? You were talking about Gramercy Park.
Well, do you think it's like a
very fascinating part?
Yeah, but why'd they put a statue of him in there?
I don't know. It'd be like having a George Clooney statue these days. You see him everywhere.
I don't know if it'd be like having a George Clooney statue. Was he the bigger actor of the two? Or was it just he had, you know, a career after Lincoln was assassinated?
Edwin was the bigger actor as far as I know. He was like nationally renowned.
Yeah, but I mean, he was never in a movie. He couldn't have been that big.
He was on the short list. He was considered for the conductor of that train that was coming towards the camera.
Ooh, that was a juicy role for back then.
That was literally the only rule back then. The other private park, Tom, Sunnyside Gardens Park.
Yeah.
It was mere steps from my previous apartment, Tom.
And what would
I almost moved into an apartment where I would have had access to it.
Wow.
I would have had a key to it, but I did not live there.
I also found it fascinating. They changed the locks annually. At Gramercy Park. If you lose your key, it is $1,000 to get it replaced. You lose it again, it's $2,000.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you lose a key?
No, plus also, like, I don't know, you can go get a copy of that key made. I'm sure that's
It probably says do not copy on it, Tom.
Tim, I got some keys. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this on the podcast. I got some keys made up this weekend.
Uh-huh.
They said, do not duplicate. Guess what? I duplicated them.
Let's get the feds involved.
There's no legally binding thing that you have to listen to that. Tim, it's just words.
Whatever gets you through the night, Tom.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.